Say what you will about the federal response to Hurricane Katrina, but one ought to understand what is often lost in that translation. The federal effort consists of work by individuals from many departments, including agriculture, defense, commerce, energy, transportation, and others. This is Agriculture USA. I'm Christy Pettis. In our lives, there is destruction and devastation.
It's a very dangerous situation we're in right now, and everyone...
Just terrible destruction going on right now.
The trash cans floating by. I see dumpsters floating by.
I've never seen anything like this. This is probably the...
I'd have been through many of storms, but never none of this multitude.
If one looks long enough and deep enough, in those unfortunate circumstances exists examples of human kindness and compassion.
I called up and got volunteers, and four of us went down there with an airboat and four flatboats, and that's how it started.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, many individuals and groups provided assistance in the name of the federal government. According to Bill Clay, the Deputy Administrator of Wildlife Services under USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
There's a number of other agencies in the Department of Agriculture that are working very hard behind the scenes and aren't getting very much media attention on the work that they're doing. They're doing damage assessments, rescuing pets, rescuing people that the public really does not get the full story on.
This story is about a man from Lafayette, Louisiana. For nearly 30 years, Dwight LeBlanc has gained the respect and admiration from his colleagues at the Louisiana State Wildlife Services because of who he is.
We inserted ourselves wherever we could.
The state director of Louisiana Wildlife Services said he was just doing his job when he took himself and his equipment to New Orleans to assist in the rescue and recovery following Hurricane Katrina.
The equipment was all USDA property. We have an airboat from past projects, just had our hull rebuilt, had a better riding boat, one that was a little safer, and it's designed for shallow water.
Dwight's work began on Wednesday, August 31st at the St. Bernard Housing Project located in the 9th Ward, where hundreds of residents were waiting to be rescued.
So I found myself two firemen that had been displaced from their firehouses, and they were willing to come with me. And we actually backed our airboat down the interstate and right into the water. And then we just went into the housing project, and we moved people as fast as we could out of there. We were able to move between 6 and 10 people, depending on were they full-grown adults, you know, things like that. We had to balance out the boat and make it safe for us.
Dwight and his rescue partners worked about 6 hours that day until nightfall when police pulled rescuers off the water for their own protection. On Thursday, Dwight was joined by three Wildlife Service colleagues.
The district biologist, he's a supervisor biologist, his name is Walter Cotton, and he's in Monroe, Louisiana, in our Monroe office. And Tony Gruel, and he's a wildlife specialist, and he works in St. Landry Parish. And then Randall Schott, and he's also a wildlife specialist. And we spent the day unloading helicopters and actually landing helicopters on one of the clover leaves, the clover leaf at I-10 and Causeway, and we were landing as many as 8 helicopters at a time.
By Saturday, the gas crunch had forced the crew back home where Dwight and his colleagues searched for portable tanks, aviation, and regular fuel, which was made even more difficult with businesses closed for Labor Day. By Tuesday, they had returned to New Orleans.
By this time, most of the people had been evacuated, and we were actually going in for stragglers. People had changed their mind. In my way of thinking, there were still a lot of people considering the conditions that they were living in.
Because the conditions in New Orleans were growing worse, Dwight and his team made the command decision to return home.
In terms of health of our employees, that was more important at this point. We were not equipped to handle the water, which is the biohazard now.
While Dwight considers their efforts part of the job, many people are appreciative and proud, including Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns.
Here's a guy that literally gets in his boat and he heads out there and he saves about 300 people. It was just remarkable, and it just makes me proud that I'm the Secretary of Agriculture for people like that.
Dwight says they all have memories, good and bad, but they wouldn't have missed it for anything.
I think I can say the same thing for my guys. It was really fulfilling.
Following Hurricane Rita, I called Dwight to check on him and his crew. They have not been dispatched, but are prepared to serve where necessary. Unfortunately, Rita hit closer to home this time, destroying the home of USDA employee Randy Choate and causing severe damage to his livestock and equipment. And while he lost his own home, Randy was found along Highway 82 the other day, helping others move their stranded animals to safety. And those are the kind of people you'll find behind the federal effort. That's Agriculture USA. Reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I'm Christy Pettis.